Please turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 17. Por favor, vayamos sus Biblias a Lucas 17. Luke 17 verses 1 through 10. Lucas 17 versículo 1 a 10. Luke chapter 17 verses 1 through 10. Then said he unto the disciples, It is impossible, but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged upon his neck, and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day, turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Lucas 17, versículo 1, dijo Jesús a sus discípulos, Imposible es que no vengan tropiezo, mas haré aquel por quien tiene. Mejor le fuera que se la atase al cuello una piedra de molino y se le arrojase al mar. Que hacer tropezar a uno de estos pequeñitos. Mirad por vosotros mismos. Si tu hermano pecare contra ti, repréndele. Y si se arrepintiere, perdónale. Y si 7 veces al día pecare contra ti, y 7 veces al día volviere a ti, diciendo, me arrepiento, perdónale. Dijeron los apóstoles al Señor, aumentándonos la fe. The apostles said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. Verse 6, and the Lord said, If ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamore tree, Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted into the sea, and it shall obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by when he has come from the field, Go and sit down to meat. And will not rather say unto him, Make ready therewith, wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. But he thanked that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I know not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Versículo 6. Entonces el Señor dijo, Si tuvieres raíz fe como un grano de mostaza, podríais decir a este sicomoro, desarraigate y plántate en el mar. Y os obedecería. ¿Quién de vosotros? Teniendo un siervo que hará o apacienta ganado, a volver él del campo, luego le dice, Pasa, siéntate a la mesa. Le dice más bien, Prepárame la cena, ciñete, y sírveme hasta que haya comido y bebido, y después de esto, come y bebe tú. ¿Acaso de gracias al siervo que hizo lo que se le había mandado? Pienso que no. Así también vosotros, cuando hayáis hecho todo lo que os ha sido ordenado, decid, siervos inútiles somos, pues lo que debíamos hacer, hicimos. Okay, question for you this evening. What is the most difficult thing to do in the Christian life? ¿Qué es lo más difícil de hacer en la vida cristiana? Nobody wants to admit it, do they? Yeah. What did you say? I can't hear what they say. Ah, forgiveness. Perdonar. Anybody else? Paula? Obeying his commands? Keeping his commands? Okay? Anybody else? Oh, it looked like you were trying to say something. Oh, Pablo?
Obedience, yeah.
Obedience? Obedience, yeah. Anyone else? Well, you may have several valid answers, and I'll be honest, there are many answers. I must say that there are still some areas that we all struggle with. One that is presented here in our text is forgiveness. Así bien es posible que tenga varias respuestas válidas, y debo decir que hay algunas áreas en las que todos podemos luchar. Lo que se presenta aquí es la del perdón. We're going to work through the passage backwards. We're going to start with a parable. Then we're going to look at the reason for the parable and then be reminded of the meaning of the parable. Vamos a trabajar a través de pasaje al revés, comenzando con la parábola, mirando la razón de la parábola y luego recordaremos el significado de la parábola. The parable frames a situation where a master commands his servant to care for his cattle or his field. When the servant returns, the master commanded to sit and relax. No, the work's not done yet. Not until the servant has prepared the meal for the master. La parábola enmarca una situación en la que un amo ordena a sus siervos que cuiden de sus ganados o de su campo. Cuando el sirviente regresa, el amo le ordena que se siente y se relaje. No. El trabajo no está terminado hasta que el sirviente haya preparado la comida para el amo. Once the master has finished eating and drinking, the servant will get his meal, and then he's done for the day. Una vez que el amo haya terminado de comer y beber, el sirviente recibirá su comida y terminará el día. Now, does the master thank the servant? No. Why not? Because it's his job. It's his job to do these things. It's the least that is expected from him. Commendation is not done to those who are merely doing their job. Ramo agradece al sirviente? No. ¿Por qué no? Porque es su trabajo. Es lo mínimo que se espera de él. El elogio no se hace a aquellos que simplemente están haciendo su trabajo. En el versículo 5, los apóstoles pidieron que su fe aumentara. Se les ha dicho que deben ser excesivos a perdonar a otras personas. Si un hermano peca contra ti 7 veces en un día, cuando lo confrontas, se arrepiente, lo perdonas. Verse 5, the apostles asked that their faith increase. They had been told that they need to be excessive in their forgiveness against someone who sins against them. If a brother sins against you 7 times in one day, think about that. 7 times. When you confront him, he repents. You are to forgive him. It's a great forgiveness. And they plead, we need more faith to do this. Notice, by the way, if your brother sins against you, the onus is on you to confront him. Do not carry a grudge against someone for sinning against you if you've never confronted them. If they repent, you're to forgive them, even if they do it 7 times in the same day. Observe, por cierto que si su hermano pega contra usted, la responsabilidad recae en usted para confrontarlo. No guarde rencor contra alguien por haber pecado contra usted si nunca lo ha enfrentado. Si se arrepienten, debes perdonarlo. Aunque él lo haga siete veces en el mismo día. To have this measure of forgiveness requires extreme faith. However, even at the end of the day, even when we have this measure of faith that we forgive others, we're still unprofitable servants. We're still of no value to God if you will. We are merely doing our duty. That's all we're doing. When you forgive something, it's not, wow, look at me, I'm a great Christian. I forgave somebody. You're just doing your duty. You're doing what God commanded you to do. Tener esta medida de perdón requiere una fe extrema. Sin embargo, al final del día, incluso cuando tenemos esta fe y perdonamos a los demás, seguimos siendo siervos inútiles. Todavía no tenemos ningún valor para Dios. Simplemente estamos haciendo lo que es nuestro deber. Having faith to forgive others does not make us great Christians worthy of having great reward. You have done nothing but what is your duty to do. Forgiveness is something which Christians are expected to do, especially towards one another. Tener la fe para perdonar los demás no nos convierte en grandes cristianos dignos de tener una gran recompensa. No has hecho nada más que lo que es tu deber. El perdón es algo que espera que hagan los cristianos, especialmente entre sí. Recuerde, Pablo abordará esto en Efesios, donde debemos perdonarnos unos a otros, así como Dios nos ha perdonado. Remember, Paul will address us in Ephesians that we are to forgive one another, even as God has forgiven us. To go to prayer tonight, are you walking in a right relationship with one another? Has someone sinned against you? Do they even know? Is the problem theirs? Or is it still yours? Let us understand forgiveness is our duty. It's not something which we do above and beyond. However, in order to do this, we need more faith. Therefore, as we do forgive someone, it's only because of God's grace in our lives. Mientras vamos a orar esta noche, estar caminando en la relación correcta entre ustedes. Alguien ha pecado contra ti. Ellos lo saben. El problema es suyo. Entendamos, el perdón es nuestro deber, no algo que hacemos más allá. Sin embargo, para hacer esto, necesitamos más fe. Por lo tanto, ¿cómo perdonamos a alguien? Es solo por la gracia de Dios en nuestras vidas. I'll close with this, and it won't be in Spanish, but I'll close with this. I've seen a number of churches that have been destroyed because they allow a little thing to come in. And somebody offended somebody else. And instead of going and saying, you offended me, that little itty bitty stone keeps rubbing and irritating what's never upon it. And it destroys the church. If you want to stay a healthy church, your brother sins against you, you're fine. Forgive them. Confess our sins, and we go, man, I messed up, I'm sorry. And you forgive them completely. Even if they do it seven times in the same day. Pastor, that's hard. Yes, it is. So I will come back to what the apostles say. Lord, increase our faith. Señor, aumentanos. And that's a challenge for you this evening. Careful.